Welcome back to Winning the Game, Wilhelm Haast here, and we're in a series of episodes now about productivity. What we covered so far is starting your day with picking up to four priorities and no more. They need to be 5 to 30 minutes long, no more. They need to be clear and specific so you can act on them, and we talked about creating reminders. Today we will address adding meaning to your task. So when I write my tasks in my calendar, sometimes I use a specific app for this. I love to add meaning to the task, so it starts to call to me to act on it. I see the value of the task. I connect to purpose and meaning for myself with the task. And that can be very, very simple. So if I record a podcast episode, I might write dash. I love creating value for our customers, because then it's not just recording an episode. I get reminded of all the customers and listeners that get value from hearing these podcast episodes, because it deepens what we are teaching them in courses. It's an extra resource. I get so much feedback weekly on the value people have from being customers to us and also listening to the podcasts, because they get good reminders and expanded learnings. And sometimes I add a second part of value. For the podcast episodes, it could be, you know, I love creating value for customers and making an impact in the world. That might sound pretentious for this podcast, but no, there is impact. I get evidence of that every day and every week. How people take on what they learn in our programs and they move to make an impact in their organization, in their family life, with their health, in so many ways. So I add those kind of comments a lot. It first started over 20 years ago when I had in my calendar a little note and it said, Arvid, swimming lessons. And it was like 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. And I remembered so many Fridays I looked in my calendar and I kind of had forgot. Oh no, at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, we need to leave to go to my son's swimming lesson. And he was like 6 years old at the time, right? He's now 28, so years has passed. And I noticed that that way of writing just got me slightly annoyed every Friday because I didn't want to get up at, you know, 6:40 on a Saturday morning. So I said to myself, maybe I can add some value to that reminder. And instead of just putting swimming school Arvid, I changed the text. And this might sound silly or stupid or can that really work? But what I wrote was, Arvid is learning to swim. Because when I wrote that statement, I connected to a couple of things automatically. One thing was the joy of seeing my son learning to swim, and I knew that lesson would come sometime. And I'm sure if you're a parent, you remember those moments when the kid started bicycling, or they learned to swimming, or they were reading for the first time, or you have those milestones in your kid's life. And when I read Arvid is learning to swim, I was like, oh, great. Oh, that moment is coming soon. So it evoked some joy in me. And I also thought, oh, great, then he can run on the docks next summer without his life vest on with his cousin Frederick. So that little change of text brought meaning and value to the reminder of being there when my son learned swimming and the joy in the summer when he didn't need to put the life vest on the docks. Simple little shift in focus, big shift in life experience. So the four things per day should be written in a way that evokes value for you, that evokes meaning for you, maybe even joy for you. And you can do it however you want it. Just put in a few words, play around with it. You create a trigger for your brain for the non-urgent thing so they show up as valuable. Otherwise, your brain won't react as strongly to them. So make sure to add value to your daily priorities in how you formulate them. I promise, try this. We've been teaching these kind of simple things to tens of thousands of people, and we have endless reports of the value those simple little tricks make for both productivity and yourself, for power, sense of power and well-being. So that's today's lesson. Play around with this, add value to your reminders, and I'll see you in the next episode.